Hello.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick? Just give me like maybe 90 seconds. But has a lot of people been calling you regarding like a lot of bullshit and unimportant stuff?
Yes.
You got a prank call. Yeah. Do you have any do you know where that any of that's first of all, the prank call, when was that? Like two, three days ago, right?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just wondering,
Who the fuck is this?
look, let me tell you something. Your name is Beverly. You remind me of I'm a 30-year-old man. Just got in my 30s. You remind me a lot of my grandma, which is a good thing. And I
What is
to
your
make it more sense.
problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
No, I just want to tell you what's going on. I'm an outsider. I have nothing to do with what's going on, but I know what's going on. And if you would like to know, I would like to tell you because I just like I said, you remind me of my grandmother, and this is it's really very funny, but I'm not trying to piss you off, but yeah. If you want to know what's going on, I'll tell you. But other than that, I'll let you go, and I'll never call you again. But you really, after hearing your voice, you or hearing everything you were saying as far as like a silk carry, like you remind me so much of my grandmother. But at the same time, you remind me so much of my grandmother because I know you don't know what's going on. If that makes sense. So nothing's wrong with me, Beverly. I love your personality. That's all I'll say. I'll let you. I'll give you. I mean, if you
What
got
the
any
fuck do
questions,
you think
just let me.
this
Okay. So what do I think this is?
You know, I'm
Well,
gonna
I
trace
called
this
you.
phone call, motherfucker.
I know you tracing phone calls. You go trace it to your nephew, who's a sheriff, right? Now, so I say that to say you don't have to be hostile with me. Like you could be angry, and because of your anger, you don't have to. You won't know what's going on. But like I said, you remind me so much. You're so funny. Look, I'm your friend. I'm your friend. All right. I'm not asking nothing from you. Like credit card information. I'm not here to scam you.
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call.
I
And
know,
you
I
know
know, I
what?
know, yeah,
I'm going to
I know.
report you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're gonna report me to your nephew, who's a sheriff. I understand that. Come to the real world. Ask me how I know everything. Ask me how I know everything you're saying.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't
Listen,
ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
I know you. I know. I will tell you. I won't call you back ever again. And it's not because I'm scared of anything. I know everything you're already gonna say. You know your nephew's a sheriff. I know your nephew. But you know what? Actually, you know what? I gotta change your heart. I apologize for calling you.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
No, yeah. I'm your friend. I'm not with the mobile homes or nothing. I'm not with them right now at all. I'm your friend.
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
Yes, okay, I apologize. But
You
Beverly,
can't
I
even
wish
hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
Damn, you like a recorder. You say the same stuff all the time, don't you?
And you know something? In the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
Oh, shit. No shit. It's the recording for real. For real. You said when?
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double wide mobile home. You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna see you in jail. I'm a widow, and I know how to play that to the full extent.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know who this is, but first of all, the phone,
come to the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like.
Hey, I don't know who this is, but I'm gonna say that channel is the most underrated, funniest motherfucking channel in the motherfucking world in the past. They've been out probably 15 years, but I know them.
Come on over, honey.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'll say that because I don't know if this is definitely a recording, but I don't know that that channel is doing this recording, but I'm going to say, first of all, that channel is number motherfucking one, and I don't know why it ain't, but it really, really fucking is. And then, two, this shit is so funny, because I really thought, I just got done listening to that video, and it literally said something about this number was a recording. But for whatever reason, that didn't register in my mind. So I'm thinking you a for real, real lady. Actually, what's crazy is I'm a music producer. And, you know, I know all about audio interfaces and all the software. This shit sounds so real. This shit sounds so fucking real. It's depressing. It's so fucking funny. Hey, I don't know who behind this.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him.
This is funny for so many reasons. Wait a minute. Hey, listen, I'm about to hang up, but this. One, this is so funny for so many reasons. But the fact that
you want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
You know what's crazy? Oh no! If it wasn't for the fact that every single sentence I recognize, like every single sentence. Hold on. Just say yeah. I gotta re-listen to the thing anyway. My mind's all over the place right now. It's funny because the video actually said if you want to listen to this recording, but I didn't. Oh my god, he actually said this was a recording. Oh my god! But honestly, but the shit sound so fucking real. Oh, that's so funny, man. Hey, man.
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
Hey, this shit is good. Hey, can somebody just say what's up, man? I'm gonna
What is your last thought gonna be?
What is my last what? I thought you was gonna say my last name. Damn. My last what?
Let me show you my concealed carry.
Let me tell you something about that. Cause I went to a concealed carry. I don't know if somebody, I'm pretty sure somebody listened to me, but I don't know. But I was gonna share with you a small story on why that sentence right there, that last sentence, sounded so very realistic, very realistic.
I'm not a nice lady, honey. I'm a motherfucking bitch, and I will rip your fucking face off and shove it down your throat.
Do me a favor and repeat that same sentence, and then I'll tell you why that, what I was talking about, why that was so realistic about her talking about concealed carry. Repeat that last sentence you said so I can know there's...
What kind of a Christian plays your fucking game? Give me a break. May God strike you dead, you piece of shit.
Alright, so all this is a robot. This is kind of tight, though. I ain't gonna lie. This is kind of tight.
I've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard. I already told you once before, my nephew is a deputy sheriff. I already got the first phone number that you called from. I will get another phone number from you. They'll trace you down, and I'm going to see you in jail for harassment. I know how to play the widow bit to the full extent. Also, sweetheart, I hit the button on my answering machine. I've got this whole motherfucking shit. You're recorded, baby.